August 5, 1904. Jesus, ruler of kings and lord of lords. Continuing in my usual state, blessed Jesus came for just a little, in the act of ruling and dominating everything, and of reigning with the crown of king on his head and with the scepter of command in his hand. While I was seeing him in this position, he told me, though in Latin, but I will say it according to what I understood, "My daughter, I am the ruler of kings and the lord of lords. To me alone is this right of justice due, which the creature owes me. And by not giving it to me, she denies me as creator and master of everything." While saying this, he seemed to take the world in his hand and turn it upside down, so that creatures would submit to his regime and dominion. At the same time, I could also see how the Lord ruled and dominated my soul, with such mastery that I felt all submerged in him. From him came the regime of my mind, of my affections, of my desires. Many electric wires passed between me and him, through which he directed and dominated everything.